Dan, that was a brief musical interlude, because I wasn't sure, but it looks like Blog Talk has fixed some of their technical glitches. Good afternoon. This is Mike Vandervoort, and it's the second day of September. We're rolling into fall, my first show of this month, and I'm happy to have a longtime friend personally and of the show. Paul Hebert, welcome to Drive Through HR. How are you today?
I am fascinating, but more importantly, how are the rest of y'all out there? Thanks for having me, Michael.
Hey, let's see if anyone answers. No, okay, well, good. So you're fascinating? I think that's
absolutely
true. Yeah, no, I think that's actually a true statement, although somewhat useful, but I expect no less.
Well, there's a reason for saying that. We'll get into that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So anyway, so Paul, you know, we've been we changed up our theme on Drive Through, and I keep making this like my standard intro. We used to do the what keeps you up at night and all that kind of stuff. And lately, since the 1st of August, we've been talking about failure and how someone pivoted from failure and what kind of learnings or growth they experienced. So, but the show we're going to do today is in that general vein, but it's a little bit different. So you wanna step for us with kind of what you got going on and what your idea, where your idea derived from?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I am not an HR practitioner, as everybody will know or should know, and a lot of people are thankful for, at least the people that worked with me in the past, maybe. But I do orbit HR a lot. I mean, I'm connected to a lot of practitioners. I'm connected to a lot of consultants and people who do business with HR. So naturally, I get all of the writing, I get all of the blog posts, I still follow all the information that's out there as it relates to HR. And, you know, it was funny because I kept seeing, like, especially Harvard Business Review, I think they must have it in a repeat mode on one of their calendars for their editorial staff that says, time to make fun of HR again in our cover story. Because right about the time that HR, the SHRM conference was going on, they came out with their, you know, time to blow up HR and reinvent HR, and then what, 10 years ago there was one is, you know, why everybody hates HR. And you can't swing, you know, anything without hitting an article that talks about the negative side of HR, whether HR is doing it wrong or they're the impediment to innovation and success at the organization, the department of no. And I kept reading all of this, and I kept thinking to myself, man, is there any other place that you hear this much negative discussion around a profession? And in a lot of cases, by people who actually practice it. But in, you know, as I dug into it a little more, it was really people that were selling to HR. So I started questioning if this is really a problem, or is it that the more I make a problem, the better I have a chance of selling a solution. So anyway, all of that was rattling around in my head, and then I bounced into this quote, and I remembered it from years and years ago, but it really stuck with me now, and it was either attributed to Lenin or even Goebbels sometimes, but the answer, the thing was, is a lie told often enough becomes the truth. And, you know, that's the old PR thing, right? If I tell something enough times, it actually becomes reality. And that started bugging me because I started thinking, you know, man, if that's the case, what if all of this negative discussion around HR is just that, discussion? There's no real validity to it. There's no truth to it. So what I thought is we need some way to combat that. So kicking it around with my buddy, and you know him, Steve Brown, head of HR for La Rosa's Pizza in Cincinnati, Ohio. Great pizza. Stop by, have some. There's my plug for my buddy Steve. We were talking, and we said, you know, what HR needs is a dose of positivity. And so we started kicking that around, and we said, you know what? Where do you go for positive stories about HR? And we couldn't really think of a good place. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go out right now. And I went out to LinkedIn, and we created a group within LinkedIn called HR Positive. And the idea behind it is this is a group that, you know, we're a big tent, so we'll take anybody in, anybody that wants to sign up and be exposed to positive discussions about HR, what they're doing right, what is positivity in the workplace, what's that look like, how do we combat the negative aspects of HR. So it's really all about trying to change that dialogue and that conversation. So we set it up, and we're running it.
Cool. So, and you had, like, and I'm a member, although so far from the outer edges, because I'm head down and doing work lately. But you had, like, a pretty big initial day response, right? Like 300-plus joiners or something? 300?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the first day, I think we popped over 100. We are now been up for a little less than 4 weeks, I think, right about there. And we are going to be over 500 probably easily before the end of the week. So I'm pretty impressed with that. I thought that was pretty good. If you can get, you know, 500 people to kind of jump onto your cause. Now, the good thing is that, you know, we're starting to get, and I'm seeing a lot of people posting good stuff. So it's not just Steve and I. You know, you can go to some groups where you've got one person that does all the posting, right? Well, here we're getting kind of a really good variety of people and some good conversation going. I mean, we're new, but, you know, we're getting there. And I think the activity is very positive. If I can, you know, be a pun on my own thing, but I'm enthused that it's going to take off and that it's actually going to be a place where we can, you know, at the end of the day, if you're in HR or you orbit HR like I do and you just want to get some good old fashioned pats on the back, you can go out there and say, you know what, we're pretty darn good. You know, it's people like me, and I think it's happening. I really do. The articles are good.
Cool. You know, it's interesting to me, you know, as one of the personal benefits of doing this show, since you don't cash a paycheck from it, get to listen to.
What, there's no check for this?
No, I'm sorry.
go ahead.
Get tweeted at least once after the show. All the people who do the show, whether it's guests or hosts, right? Nobody gets paid. We do it to help build the profession and have interesting conversations and build relationships and all those kind of things that you put in a lot of time, right? But one of the things that's really cool is get to talk to people in the HR. For me, is I get to talk to people across the HR profession in spaces, you know, like recruiting and HR tech that aren't my natural wheelhouse, and especially in the role I'm currently in where I'm much more focused, you know, strictly on labor and employee relations and, mm-hmm. and you know, that kind of thing. But, like, I still hear these varying sort of degrees of, you know, HR is great, HR sucks. And I had a chance to talk to Sue Messenger, who used to be, mm-hmm. you know, this firm, a week and a half ago, I guess. And I asked her the question, you know, I asked her who's more reviled or who spends more time reviling their own profession, lawyers, of which she is one, or HR people, of which she's the former CEO of, you know, the firm that represents our profession. And she mm-hmm. actually said that she thought HR people were even worse than lawyers about beating themselves up. And I asked her why, and her response, I mean, it's kind of obvious, but I think her response was pretty good and pretty succinct. She said, well, it's the nature of the profession, paraphrasing, the nature of the profession. Mm-hmm. If you're a CPA and you make a mistake, you change the spreadsheet and the error's gone, right? Unless you misspent money or something, up your mistake and it's pretty easy to erase. With HR, every decision or every move you make affects not only you, but it affects somebody else on the other side of the relationship or a multitude of people, right? So it's people, it's personal instead of just transactional, and that's why I think she was saying why people don't like HR, but sometimes why HR people don't like themselves, because they're forced to California time. Music glitch reviving itself. Welcome back. So HR's nature of the profession, I guess what I heard her say is sometimes we, you know, we're our own worst enemy in that regard. And somebody like Steve, who's a very influential practitioner, and actually I think up for candidacy to be on the SHRM board, is working as hard as...
Yes, vote Steve.
Yeah, and that, you know, just for a second, I'm going to editorialize. People should vote for Steve Brown because that will be the closest person, at least in the sphere that listens to this show, that'll be the closest person at SHRM in terms of contact and influence that you'll ever be able to reach. There's nobody that's more open, and I'm not knocking the other members of the SHRM board, but they're not connected like Steve is to the
right.
base of it. So, you know, go Steve Brown, right? So anyway,
exactly.
By dint of our profession, we tend to beat ourselves up sometimes because we have to do the hard work of dealing with people. And, in fact, I think we may have Steve Brown because I see a 513 caller. Let me see. 513 area code? Somebody wanting to chime in on this conversation?
I was just listening because I can't have it stream on my computer.
Have anything to add?
No. I want to listen to Paul. That's why I called.
Well, I'll put you back on mute unless you. That was a cameo by the dude we were just talking about. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
So anyway,
Michael, I hear that, and there is some of that where you can kind of hide mistakes in the background in other professions, maybe. And in HR, it's more overt, and people can see the problems. But again, you know, it's even deeper than that in my mind when I listened, and it is a certain amount of, it's how people get noticed, and it's almost like they revel in this idea of negativity, and I think it's because it's reinforced over time, and I think we can change that by making it more positive, making that discussion a lot more around what HR does well. I mean, HR has a huge responsibility, bigger than anybody else in the organization anymore. I mean, human beings drive business value, and HR is responsible for making sure those human beings drive as much value as possible while valuing those people. That's a hard, hard thing to do in today's world. So their job, I think, is exponentially harder to begin with than anybody else's. So I think it needs more positivity. And that's why I think when we talk about, you said that you were pivoting a little bit on the show saying, you know, okay, we're going to talk about failure and learning from failure. If I had to try to shoehorn in HR positive a little bit, I would say that the failure of HR has been in highlighting all of its failures and none of its successes. I believe in balancing that equation. I think every profession has failures, let's look at what are the positives now that HR is being able to do in some of these areas with, you know, changing up the way performance reviews are doing, experimenting with pay for performance, experimenting with different engagement and survey tactics. There's a lot going on out there, and I think the fact that we got 500 people in 4 weeks, I mean, that's a testament to there is a thirst and a hunger out there for good news in the HR space. So I was happy. I'm very happy about that. And I think it does fit into this, how do you make lemons from lemonade? And here's how we do it. I'll be honest, and I wanted to say this, you know, so I'm going to jump in and say it, is that one of the hardest things with managing this is this group is we have conditioned members of LinkedIn groups to use them solely for promoting their products and services and company. And I have been ruthless on our group with pushing those kind of posts out of the stream. And that has been one of the most difficult things I've had to do is tell people, look, you know what, I get that you write a great blog post, and I get that your job is to try to support your company, but, man, we just can't let this stream become nothing more than self-promotion. So actually, one of the rules on HR Positive is you can't post your own stuff.
You can't post your own content if you generate
content. I can't
content.
Even post my, yeah. If I write a blog post about HR Positive today, I can't even post it. Somebody else has to. Somebody has to vouch for me, so to speak. They have to say, I've read this. It fits into the HR Positive space, and I want to promote that to the tribe. And I think that's going to make us real different long-term. Because you go to a lot of groups on LinkedIn, and, man, it is just nothing more than, a place for people to self-promote. And we're really trying to focus in on this idea of let's bring content here that elevates the position of HR, elevates the people, you know. And I'm not trying to be, you know, Pollyanna here and naive. There is negative, but, gosh, you know, there's enough of that elsewhere. So let's spend a little energy making sure it's positive. But that's been hard to do. You know, a lot of people see groups as a way of self-promotion.
every yeah, I mean, and they are. I mean, I moderate a couple of groups. Let me do a quick reset, Paul. So Drive Through HR, this is Mike Vandervoort, our Paul Hebert. We're talking about a movement, I guess, if for lack of a better way, or a, it's actually a LinkedIn group, so it may not be a movement yet, but hopefully it becomes a movement that Paul and a couple other folks kind of spearheaded over the last few weeks, called HR Positive. The effort is to kind of take away the drive the direction about our profession of HR from being one of sort of negativity and failure, and celebrate the successes. Is that a decent way to restate what you're after, Paul?
Absolutely. We're just trying to really bring a positive outlook to the hard work that HR does. I mean, we've got enough people that want to tell HR what to do, and why they're not doing it correctly, when in fact they're probably doing it more correctly than we want to admit. But
I think one of my pet peeves was that, you know, everyone inside a company, and a big company in particular, you know, if you're an operations manager or you're an accountant or you're, you know, you're, you know, inspector for, you know, for quality control, everybody also assumes somehow that they are qualified to wear the HR hat, you know? And so I think there's a, you know, it's not just internal conversation to the profession. I think sometimes, because everybody owns a part of the people decisions, all managers, all members of management, and even all workers, you know, sort of feel qualified to comment on that because it affects them all in different ways, right? Unlike accounting or you know, doing quality checks on televisions or something that you could be doing, which is just a kind of a more of a go, no-go decision. I think HR has probably some of the broadest responsibility in terms of variety of things we have to manage of any profession. To your point earlier, there's so much variety in the for a generalist that it's almost impossible to keep up and be an expert in everything, you know. And I think sometimes,
well, and you know, that's one area, you know, if we can even, you know, peel back that onion a little bit. I think HR started out as a very narrow focus, and over time it's become a dumping ground for anything that didn't fit into operations, marketing, CFO, accounting, you know what I mean? So it became a, you know, quasi legal. I mean, why is HR responsible for legal issues? Come on. So I think, though, there might be some sort of fracture there, where HR ends up being more focused on employee outcomes and less focused on corporate, and that may move into the operations side of the equation. I don't know. Again, I orbit. I don't necessarily play in it. But I think that, you know, there is the thing with HR, though, too, is everybody's a human being, so they all think they know what human beings want, right? But yet, human beings are the most variable thing in the world. So HR's job, starting with, is you have, you know, if you have 1,000 employees, you have 1,000 different things to manage versus managing one thing that looks the same pretty much.
Yep.
And that's, perhaps, you know, that's the hard thing.
Right? 1,000 different opinions on whatever it is you're, yeah, whatever broad topic you're talking about as well, you know, because,
well,
so
you know,
much
you'll
of
get
that.
Some people. Yeah, I mean, it's the old idea that well, everybody wants this kind of benefit. Well, no, you know, they don't. If you know, if I'm single, what do I care if there's a maternity leave? You know, I don't need it. I don't want it. So you know, you can't win. If you don't offer it, you're a bad guy. If you do offer it, you're a bad guy. So anyway, I think all of that then combines to, it's just a job that needs somebody, I think, to kind of stand up and say, you know, take a breath. You guys are good. Let's celebrate some of that. And I think, you know, HR Positive is a great way to just reinforce to yourself. You know, it's kind of an affirmation type process. And I'm hopeful that this grows into something more. I'd like to see, you know, we've got a survey out there now with the membership. As Steve and I call it, we're the membership support team. We're not the leaders. You know, they lead the team. But we're trying to find out, do we need more capability than LinkedIn provides? Do we need a, you know, way to connect people on Twitter easily? Do we need a wiki where we can talk about positive ways to reinforce each other? We don't know. So we've got a survey out there. So this may grow into something more. We've got some fun stuff out there. We've got graphic images that you can download and use as a avatar in Facebook and LinkedIn if you want. John Jorgensen uses his I Am HR Positive button, and he uses that as his avatar on Facebook. I try to drop those into my tweets now and then to make sure that people can see the image, because tweets with images get clicked more often. We also have a button you can download for your blog that'll actually say I'm a member, and so you can click, people can click on that and send you back to the HR Positive blog. We set up a swag shop, so the next time you go to a conference, you can download I Am HR Positive buttons and hats and hoodies and shirts and keychains. So, you know, we're trying to get the word out there. Like,
so
you said, we want this to be a movement.
Right, that's what I said. And with 500, it's small. So where would you go? I mean, it's a LinkedIn group, but you mentioned a blog. Is there a website as well, or Twitter or anything like that?
Actually, I mean, there is a, you know, I'm pretty sure I set up a Twitter account. We just haven't used it yet because we didn't really have anything. We wanted to kind of keep it with the members as opposed to the LinkedIn group. That may be, you know, that could be, you know, HR Positive 2.0, and that's why we did the survey. We didn't know. I didn't want to, and Steve and I didn't want to just take this someplace without having, you know, people actually, you know, I see this as people pulling it as opposed to us pushing it, and I think that's the right way to do it. So I'm hopeful that if we do have a blog, then we'll have a blog, and it'll be because we needed one and that the group wanted one. But right now it's really all about just, you know, having, you know, it's kind of like your, you know, cheers, you know, you just go where everybody knows your name and you can get patted on the back and say thanks, and that's all it is right now, but it could grow into something more. I hope, I'd like to see it become a lot more of a movement. Maybe there's a, you know, a need. Steve and I were kicking around. Do we need to do a concurrent session at all the SHRMs that's all about HR positive? How to make HR positive in the world? How to support HR as a team? So there's a lot of options and a lot of directions it could go. And I think that, again, stems from this idea, like you were saying, is this show is now about, you know, pivoting away from failure, is beating up HR hasn't helped. So let's pivot on that and say, instead of beating up, let's try to reinforce HR and see where that takes us. So anyway, it's totally an experiment, Michael, but so far, I mean, it seems to be resonating. People are contributing. People are signing up. I'm hopeful that, you know, a year from now, maybe, you know, people will be upset that they can't get into the group because there's too many people. I think there's a limit on LinkedIn, isn't there? Like 100,000 or 200,000 or something? I don't know.
It's almost 20,000, and I haven't hit it yet, but only like four people talk, group of 20,000.
See, that was another thing. You know, we talked to a few people on, you know, that have LinkedIn groups, and they said it's just the conversation is so negative. And that was, you know, we said, you know, we need someplace else. So I'm, you know, like I said, we got an open tent, big tent. Come sign up. I go out there at least a couple times a day and at night to try to make sure that people don't have to wait to get in. So, you know, sometimes I've signed up at groups that take, you know, weeks before I can get in. We don't want that. We want you in right away. We want you to try to, you know, help support the group. I've had a few people that tried to post before they were approved, so I'm really working hard on making sure that we approve people quickly within 24 hours minimum. I mean, nobody's had to go longer than 24 hours, even on the weekends. So we're working it. We're trying to really put the energy into making it a great space.
So I'm looking at the LinkedIn group now, and you know some of the content. I just posted a link to your survey on Twitter, so it's now out in the wild outside the group, which may or may not have been a good thing, but I did it. So you have for example in there, you had the, one of the first things I see is singling out one of our group members, John Torrey. And somebody John himself posted about Wayne Dyer, who just passed away. What's like one of the cooler pieces of content that you've seen so far, Paul? Is there one example that you'd give of what you thought was a really great story, or is it a bunch of great stories out there?
Yeah, I think everybody is doing a really good job of putting it out there. But, you know, I think if there was one post earlier on, and I'm looking now to see, that was from, oh, it was a, I'll find it here in just a second, but I'll find it here in a second as we talk. But anyway, it was a woman who had posted out on the LinkedIn about HR, and it was kind of, you know, one of these, you know, let's stop beating up on ourselves. And it was really just a great post, and I know I'm not going to find it now that I have to find it, right? So,
With a little help from my friends? I'm looking at one where you said, if you ever doubt the power of the positive people in HR, read this post.
That was a really good one, because that was more of a post about stories where HR had really impacted somebody's life, an individual's life, and I thought that was a really good way to demonstrate what does HR look like when it's positive. That was a really good post. So, yeah, that's a good one to point out, because they went through three or four specific places where an HR person actually changed where somebody worked in an organization to cut down on their commute time so they could get home in time for their kids. So that was a really good one, I thought. I'm trying to find that. There was one, and we were talking about, it was I think it was advice for HR from HR.
Mm-hmm.
It's from, what's the woman's name here? I'm going to try to find it now. But anyway, that was a good post, because there was some really, it was Angela Gamble Wong. She had some very, you know, specific things HR can do, and she highlighted, you know, that, you know, like you say, sometimes we're our own worst enemies, but the nice part here is that she was saying, here are positive things, here are things you can do, as opposed to, you know, here's what you should stop doing. I thought that was a really good one. She talked about how just HR in general, she starts it off, the reason I really liked it is that she started it off because she said somebody said to her, you're too smart to be in HR. And when I heard that, I just read that one line and I'm like, oh my God, that is like the worst thing you could tell somebody about their chosen profession. Because you're basically saying everybody else isn't smart.
Right.
And I'm
really well qualified. It's aim, you're wasting your time, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like telling a teacher they're too smart to be a teacher. You know what? I want the smartest people in the world being teachers and the best people at it. And the same thing at companies. In HR, I would rather have the smartest person in the company be in HR than be in finance. Finance has rules, right? They got gap. You can go through them. You know, the problem is when finance gets too smart for their own good, then they go out of business because they're doing all these weird things on Wall Street, right? But with human beings, I want smart people out there. So I thought that was a really good summation of what, you know, this whole negative side of HR, and that we need to counter that with more positive stories. So I thought that was a good one. But we've had a couple more in there, and I did single out John because John's doing a good job. I mean, he's out there working it. He's putting in posts.
Cool. So we're down to, let me see here. I've lost the place. We're down to like 2 minutes, Paul. And we can go a little longer if you want, but I said, you know, we had 45 minutes of showtime, but I said I'd try to hold it to 30. Is there, you know, I can't tell you how much I buy into the notion that HR people, I mean, HR people, sorry, I'm thinking out loud. My brain gets going on something like that. I believe the HR profession is, I've been in it 28 years, and I've been a practitioner for 28 years. So unlike you, I don't circle it. I've lived it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I believe the HR profession today is probably as good as it's ever been in the time that I've worked in it. Because I remember when ASPA was still the name of SHRM, and we were transactional, and everything was done, you know, from the back of a desk. And you can't do that anymore. You have to be strategic. You have to be a partner. You know, I never have not had a seat at the table, and, you know, we don't even hardly hear that conversation anymore. So thank God that one, you know, that old thing is dead. But you're right, there's still a tendency to beat ourselves up and be second-guessed. And so I guess, you know, it's really encouraging to see someone like you and someone like Steve stand up and jump on. So tell us, you know, I guess wrap by telling us where people can go again. I know it's a LinkedIn group, but maybe you can, the name of it's HR Positive, right? Search under
it's
groups.
Just go into groups. It's HR Positive. It's a big HR with a positive plus sign right next to it and an exclamation point. And, you know, again, all we want to do is just provide a place for people to say yay, you know, go us, go team, instead of hearing all the negatives. And I think, you know, it's like anything else in this world. I do believe the pendulums swing back and forth. And maybe we just hit this time right where, you know, the pendulum's been back on the negative side for so long that it needs to swing back a little bit. But I still believe people need to hear that they're doing some things right now and then. And there's just it's so easy for a consultant and it's somebody who sells into HR. And I'm not painting everybody with that brush, but, you know, I've been there. I've written the post on Fistful of Talent that sound kind of negative, right? Because I was looking for eyeballs. And I've stopped trying to do that. I really work hard to talk about positive things and how things can be better as opposed to telling people how they can do it differently. But I think there's a certain amount of that. I have to create a problem in order to sell something to solve it. And, you know, that's not what we want to try to do. We're trying to say, look, HR, doing a good job. Just, you know, keep an open mind. And let's see if we can move the needle forward on that. So, yeah, it's an HR group. It's a LinkedIn group for now. Our survey is asking things like, you know, where do you spend your time? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever. You know, so we're looking at different ways that we can communicate and connect with people in the way that they want to connect. So, you know, is there going to be a Facebook page? Maybe. Is, you know, Twitter account? Maybe. We'll have to see. But like I said, I want this, and Steve and I both, you know, we consider ourselves stewards of this as opposed to the leaders of it. The people that are on the team, I mean, they're going to pull us as opposed to us pushing. So I'd love to have as many people. So you're right. Yes, go to LinkedIn. Put into the search tool HR Positive, all one word, HR Positive, all crammed together. It'll take you right there. And it's a fun little group.
Yeah, and just to if you search on Google, at least the first thing I saw was something to do with breast cancer. So there's some opportunity to grow, which isn't funny, but you know, you're not going to find it on Google. You're going to find it on LinkedIn. I did a hashtag, and I think I've seen you use it on Twitter. HR Positive, and so Steve Brown, good contact. S Brown E H R on Twitter. Paul, yours is Incent Intel. I always mess it up.
Yeah, actually, you know, wouldn't you love a time machine to go back? But, you know, I did that when I started my Twitter account when I was still writing my blog incognito because my company wouldn't allow it, if you can believe that's how long I've been writing. So I couldn't use my own name in order to promote the blog. So I just took Incentive Intelligence and shortened it to Incent Intel. And then somebody said something about, well, you know, is it in Sentinel? And I'm like, God, that's even better. You know, it's kind of like the Sentinel of incentives and stuff. But anyway, yeah, Incent Intel or the_Paul_Hebert. All, you know, that's my quote-unquote personal one that I kind of opened up because I didn't know for sure how long Incent Intel was going to be around. So anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah, follow
us
all.
I appreciate
Connect,
you being
man.
On the show. Catch up with you, buddy. And I'm going to roll us out to some music. And everybody go check out HR Positive on LinkedIn. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for listening,
My
Steve.
Pleasure.
See you later.
All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.